Our next speaker is a stand-up comedian, and he is currently running a show at Constellation. Put your hands together for Bill Bullock.
I like when Claire was like, you don't need to worry about the microphone. And I was like, well, what if that's the only thing that makes me feel confident in life? Just holding a microphone in my hand and making people listen to me. I'm going to tell a couple stories about what it's like to be my friend. I'm in like a weird time of transition with some of my friendships because like I was living with two of my absolute best friends for like 5 years or so. And both of them moved out this summer to be with their partners or to just whatever, to do other things other than be with me. And I'm dealing with some stuff right now. This is still going to be funny, but I realized the other day that like when my first roommate moved out, she had the biggest room in the apartment, and so I took it. And then when my second roommate moved out, he had the smallest room in the apartment but the biggest bed. So like I was trying to let go of my friends, but then I literally sleep in my one friend's bed in my other friend's room. Which is true. So when I got the king size bed, I was like, well, I don't need this fucking full size thing anymore. I could, you know, get rid of it. So I tried to sell it. I was trying to sell a bunch of stuff because we had a whole bunch of extra crap in our house. And as I was trying to sell this stuff, I couldn't get rid of this bed. And it was a nice bed. It was fine. There was nothing wrong with it. It didn't have like a big giant like heart-shaped blood stain on it or anything. It was a real thing I saw on Craigslist. And I couldn't sell this bed no matter what I did. I was trying to sell it. And I was talking to my friends. I was trying to get my other friends to buy it. My comedian friends who literally sleep on like piles of clothes in a corner wouldn't buy it. And I was like, cheap, you know, like whatever. Just give me some weed. You know, and I don't smoke weed if you're a cop. And I couldn't sell this bed. And I finally got fed up and I was talking to my one friend, Sonia, about it. And I was like, yo, I can't sell this bed. And I don't know what the fuck is going on. And she was like, well, here's a clue, dummy. No one wants your bed because none of your friends want to be on something they know you fucked on. And I was like, fair, 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 true, true, true. But we're sitting on my couch right now. And we're eating dinner on the table that sits in front of my couch. And we cooked that dinner on my stove. And later after dinner, we're going to wash the dishes in my sink. I fucked on all these things. Do you understand? Like, I fucked on all of that stuff. And not a single one of those had a sheet on them at the time. You know what I mean? Like, you can't change that out. So that's, you know, that's what it's like to be my friend. So I'm also like a weird person to be friends with because I have like a lot of needs and like I have a lot of needs and like ulterior motives when it comes to my friendships that I'm like pretty open about, like but it's, I don't know, I'm just fucked up in a lot of ways, and my friends really like keep me balanced. And one of the times that I realized that I needed to be balanced and didn't know it at all was I was out with two of my female friends. One of which is the best friend that I was talking about before, who was a very, very gay woman. And the other one was a woman who is, I guess, I don't know, whatever, who cares, right? The point is, the very gay friend and that woman had sex before. Myself and that middle woman had sex before, but me and the very gay woman had never, obviously. Okay, doesn't matter. Just backstory, okay? We're on the beach. That's where I'm going with this. The three of us are sitting on a private beach. Which is pretty dope, and there was like no one around for like 100 yards in any direction. But our middle friend did not want to take her towel off, which she was wrapped in a towel and she had a bikini on underneath. And I was like, well, why is that a big deal for you? Like, why do you need to? And in retrospect, I realized like, why am I asking her that, right? But here's what I said at the time. I was like, it's just the three of us, and both of us have seen you naked a lot. So like, there is no reason why you should feel uncomfortable with us, with the two of us. There's like, nobody you should feel uncomfortable with. And she kind of like realized that and took off her towel and sat on it. And I was like, see, look at that. I wish I looked half as good in that bikini as you do. What was that about? Why did I say that? And here's the thing. I meant it. And I'm thinking about it years later and I still mean it. I don't know what it means, but I would wear that shit if I could fill it out the way she does, is what I'm trying to say. So I'm weird. One of my favorite memories about my friend Angela, we had a lot of like strange conversations, very intense interactions, and people often thought that we hated each other. One time we were in the airport, this is not the story, but one time we were in the airport at LaGuardia, and she didn't really want to go back, so she kind of just fell onto the floor, and I just screamed at her to get up because we have to leave. We can't stay in LaGuardia Airport forever, and people thought I was accosting her because that's how intense we are with each other, but it was a super fun moment for me. But another time, you know how sometimes your friends, because your friends think that they can ask things of you that you don't necessarily want, right? They comfortably will ask you to do shit like, help them move. And it's like, I don't want to help you move. It's like, well, I got pizza and beer if you help me move. It's like, yeah, but I got pizza and beer at my house and I don't have your shitty armoire on my back at your house. So like, no, thank you. Once Angela asked me to help her cook this big dinner for her mother and 30 residents at the hospital her mother works at. And I was like, I don't cook dinner for my damn self. Like, beer is dinner for me right now. Like, why would I cook for these doctors who can afford to, like, cater some shit? And she was like, listen, this is important to me. So if you help me, I'll help you. If you help me, I'll help you. And I was like, okay, cool. What does that mean? And she says, listen, if you help me cook this dinner, I will get you a nice blowjob. And notice she said get and not give, because again, she's a gay woman and she's not doing that. You know what I mean? She's outsourcing this shit to somebody I don't know. So I said, I'm listening. And she said, look, here's what we'll do. We'll go to the Cove, which if you don't know the Cove, it's a bar in Chicago on the South Side in Hyde Park. Just if you don't know it, just think of the shittiest bar that you can think of. And then literally take a shit on the floor. That's the Cove, right? Like, that's how bad it is. And she goes, you know who hangs out at the Cove? And I was like, yeah, mostly drug addicts. She's like, exactly. And you know what meth heads don't have? And I was like, teeth? Oh, no! No. I know you don't do this, so you don't really understand, and this seems counterintuitive, but, like, I want teeth. Like, I want her to have teeth. But conscientiously be avoiding using her teeth. Like, that's just common courtesy, right? Like, that's how you do with these things. That's how you do blowjobs. I want her to have teeth. Like, and why aren't we thinking about why she doesn't have teeth before I put my dick in her mouth? Like, can we have a discussion about that for a second? Like, did she recently get, like, violently beaten about the face? Because I don't want that at all. Like, I don't want her first post-violent sexual experience to be a transactional blowjob brokered by a would-be lesbian pimp. Like, that's not my steez, you know what I mean? These are the kind of conversations we actually have with each other all the time. I actually said transactional blowjob brokered by a would-be lesbian pimp to her face. And then if she didn't, that just means she lost it from negligence. And I mean gross negligence, you know what I mean? Like real gross. Like I don't want to... What I'm trying to say is like this is... I take care of... I'm pointing at my junk for the radio. I take care of this. This is a nice piece of mahogany furniture and I don't want to like ding it up. Like, I'm not moving it into your termite-infested log cabin. You know what I'm saying? It's a nice glass of Pinot Noir, you know? Glass sounds small. This is a nice mason jar full of Pinot Noir. And, you know, I want discerning palates to taste it. That's all I'm trying to say. Okay, my name's Bill. You guys have a great day.
I don't know what to say about that. Thank you for sharing with us.